Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The United States Senate recently voted to confirm Rachel Levine as the Assistant Secretary of the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Levine is actually a man who identifies as a woman. Levine has advocated for puberty-blocking drugs and sex reassignment surgery in minors, which can involve amputation of genitalia and breast tissue. The issue of gender dysphoria is serious and should be approached with care. Real people are involved here. But our leaders are role models, and it's clear that no matter how strongly one feels about something, even their own gender, it cannot make it true. Which forces us to ask this question. What message is our president sending by appointing a gender dysphoric adult to lead a top federal agency responsible for our nation's health?
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.